you don't feel like you are where you're supposed to be. You feel like you should be maybe in a different place. Mentally, you should be happier, smarter, wiser. You're thinking about the next chapter to come and how it will be better, how you will be a better person. Maybe your living situation will be better. Financially, you'll be better. You'll have better opportunities. You'll finally be happy. But you know that that next chapter isn't going to make a difference. It's just going to continue to be life. And you're going to continue the cycle of waiting for the next chapter, waiting for the next step, the next thing that you're going to do. That you're not even taking time to appreciate where you are right now. You're not taking time to just enjoy the present. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time that you genuinely just sat there and thought, wow, I'm happy with where I am right now? Even if there's so much chaos, even if things are crumbling around you, you can still be happy with where you are right now. But in this world, in this day and age, we never think of the present. We never think of the now. We are constantly thinking ahead. Heck, we even think more about the past than we think about the present. But we rarely think about where we are now and think about what's happening right now. We're always thinking about what's coming, where we're going to be next. And I'm guilty of this. 100% I'm guilty of this. I am always thinking about the next chapter. And then when I get to that next chapter, I'm sad that I left the previous chapter because I realize that I didn't take any time to appreciate it or to enjoy it at all. And I find myself wishing that I could go back and do it all over again and actually just enjoy it and be in the moment. So this chapter that I'm in currently, I'm living in Seattle. I'm living in this cute studio loft apartment that I dreamt of living in when I was a young adult, like a very young adult. And I'm just now realizing, halfway through this chapter, that I just need to enjoy it. I need to be happy with where I am now. I caught myself the other day talking to my husband and telling him how excited I am for our next chapter and how I'm mentally just already there. I've mentally checked out of this current chapter that I'm in now. And I stopped myself and I was like, wait a second. No. I need to just enjoy where I am now because I already know what's going to happen. This time here in Seattle, in this cute little apartment that I'm in, it's going to come to an end. And I already know if I don't enjoy it now, I will regret it. And I will look back and think, dang, I really had a great time there. But I don't even remember because I wasn't mentally present. And I wasn't mentally present in that moment every day. I was just always thinking about what was coming next. The grass is always greener on the other side. That is so true. We always think that, oh, when I reach this goal, wait, oh, when I get this job, oh, when I get this opportunity, oh, when I am able to move into this place or to this location, I will finally be happy. I will finally be able to start this next goal in my life that I've been wanting to try to achieve. I will finally be able to do this or that. And then we get there and nothing changes. We reach a goal, we reach that weight, we are able to move into that neighborhood we've been wanting to move into, our dream house, we're able to get our dream car. Nothing changes. Life continues. And then we start thinking, oh, you know, it would be better if I had this or that, or if I went back to that old lifestyle. The grass is truly always greener on the other side. And I believe it's because we do not know how to just appreciate the present moment. I truly believe that that is the reason that we always think the grass is greener on the other side. Because we truly don't know how to just be in the now. We don't know. We don't know how to do it. So let's start to figure it out. Let's start to take time to just focus on what's happening right now. Look around you right now. What is happening? What do you smell? Maybe you smell food. Or you're out in nature and you smell the trees around you, the flowers blooming. Maybe you smell fresh rain on the pavement. What do you hear? Do you hear birds? Do you hear traffic? Maybe a siren? Maybe a baby is crying in the distance? Or maybe you don't really hear anything. Maybe you are able to have a moment of silence right now. What do you see? Are you in a place of comfort? Are you sitting on your bed, getting ready to wind down for the night? Maybe you're about to start your shift at work and you're in the break room. Maybe you're outside. Maybe you are going on a walk right now or a run. What can you feel? Maybe you're snuggling with one of your pets, your cat, your dog. Or maybe you have a piece of silverware in your hand. You're eating. Maybe you're getting crafty or making something. Think about this. What is going on right now? Don't think about what's happening later tonight. Don't think about what's happening tomorrow at work. If you have a meeting, if you're nervous about something later this week, just don't think about that. Think about right now. What is happening right now? And then be grateful. Be grateful for your body. Be grateful to be alive. Be grateful to be able to experience whatever moment you're in right now. And learn to live like this. Once this becomes just your way of living, it won't be hard to live in the moment eventually. It will just become the norm. It's all about training your mind. Training yourself to just always live in the moment. And it will be a process to get there. It won't happen overnight. You gotta work at it. And a lot of it is gonna be ignoring what is happening around you. Don't allow stress to creep in. Don't let people get into your head. Whether it's your boss or coworkers, or maybe you just got in a fight with a family member or friend, because that takes us away from the moment and it stresses us out and makes us think ahead. What's going to happen? What's the outcome? Just be in the moment and be grateful.